All right, welcome everybody. We are back in action. You know, you would think at this point that Ula and I would have mastered just diving right into our podcast episodes, like easy breezy, which we do. And then sometimes I think I really just need like the music to just usher us into the beginning. But we're here. We had a little hiccup at the beginning with my internet connection, but we are ready to roll. And our topic for today is, Ula?
This chapter of my life is by invitation only.
I love it. So, little backstory. This topic is something that was inspired by a sweet friend of mine, Aurora Luna. She had posted an Instagram meme that had a picture of a woman lounging in her beach chair. And she said, this next chapter of my life is invitation only. And I sent it to Ula, and it was a hell yes to this. And all of a sudden, we knew this was going to be our next episode. So what are we talking about today, sweetie?
We are talking about all kinds of things, because this invitation only relates to money, to relationship, to health, to practically every single thing in your life.
Mm-hmm. So let's think about how it is that we actually have constructed the lives that we have today. Most of us are of the belief that the lives that we are living today just happened, right? Like things just occurred to us. And there's something really beautiful about this saying that the next chapter of my life is invitation only, which means you have choice. You actually get to co-create and design your own life, but we don't know how to go about doing that. And Ula, I would love for you to share a little bit about what this topic means for you, because in the message that you sent me earlier, I thought it was so beautiful how you pointed out how a lot of times we just keep inviting back the same narratives, the same situations, different people, same teachers over and over again.
Like I keep saying this over and over again, man, most people do not think purposely. We are not deliberate thinkers. We think on autopilot because that's easy. It's so super easy to just keep repeating the same things in your mind over and over and over again. And by doing that, by thinking just on autopilot, you keep inviting the same things back to your life over and over and over again. And it's not like you are one day you wake up like, you know what? This is bad things in my life. I don't want these anymore. I want something better. That's not how it works. But you can start today making small changes. And like Gladys has been doing those gold stars, you can start giving yourself gold stars too. Catching yourself like, wait, this is not, am I really inviting what I want in my life? Or am I inviting back what I've been getting for last 20 years or last 30 years or even 40 years? Because I know people very dear to me who are inviting things back to their lives from 40 years ago.
Yeah. And that's something that I think is worthy of us really digging in deep today for this episode. And we're going to actually make this a two-part series because this is such a beautifully loaded topic. And so today, let's look at how we have designed our lives through invitation and what that actually means. Okay. So when we talk about us inviting everything into our life, that everything that you've created up until this point is a reflection of what you've chosen to invite in. This is tough for people because a lot of times we get taught that we are at the mercy of external factors, that we are here just receiving whatever happens to us, and that we have no influence in a situation. Okay. Now, for those of us in our audience, you guys are pretty much on the same bandwidth as Ula and I. So you follow the personal development train. You probably are already on a spiritual path. And so when we look at how we've created a life through that lens of invitation, this is an opportunity for you to get really honest with yourself about the areas of your life where what you continue to invite in doesn't work for you anymore. And I want to zoom out to the period of time that we're in right now, you know, with how the global state of affairs is. We are all being invited to look at how we have co-created our own lives on an individual and collective level. And individually, this is probably one of the easiest places to start. Identify what are some of the repeating issues, repeating relationship dynamics, repeating what we call problems that keep happening to you that you are tired of. So here's a beautiful example. Right now, I'm in a rental that I've been in for the last 5 months, I think it is now, almost 5 months. And from the beginning, there were a number of issues that I identified. But pretty much every other week, there is another issue that I'm identifying with this unit. And I just want to be at a place where I can love on this house and I can just celebrate being there. And I don't have to freaking call the property manager and tell them that there's something else that's broken or that needs fixing or that needs cleaning. Well, fast forward to last week, I found out that there were termites in the home. And on top of this, I also was not well. I thought I had a case of shingles, which was actually not shingles. It was, I think, a heat rash. And we're going to do an episode on how I am not shingles, because that was a breakthrough moment that I had with Ula.
Yes, because Gladys is not shingles.
I am not shingles. So anyway, the moment that I reached out to the property manager, I was so clear that I was entering into another repetition of what we've gone through over and over and over and over and over again for several weeks. And you guys, I don't want to do it anymore. Like, how many of you are at the point where you're tired of being frustrated? You're tired of having the same discussions with your partner, with your friends, with your neighbors. You're tired of going through the same motions that lead you to an outcome that just doesn't light you up at all. These are the invitations that we're talking about today. And what we want to do is really help you get clear on how you've invited them in, and then what we can do to actually release that invitation so that this next chapter of your life is 100% a reflection of your intentional choosing, not just defaulting to patterns, because that's what you've known for the last 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years of your life.
And I think it's important to realize that these invitations that we're talking about, they are stories.
Yeah.
How things are that you keep repeating, that you learn from your mom, you learn from your grandma, grandpa, whoever, your teachers. These are all learned. So you can unlearn these, and they are stories that you just keep saying over and over again. Even if it's unconscious, it's still there, because nothing comes to your life unless you invite it in.
So what's an example of a story, honey? So we can work with like a real example and then untease the story today in our episode.
I love you, Mom, but you're going to be my example today.
Me again?
No, my mom, not you.
Oh,
my mom.
Like, thank
yes.
God.
My mom. I said, I love you, Mom. But oh. I'm going to use you as an example. So my mom has severe nerve pain in her neck. And she has been so convinced that it is from a past issue that she's been going from different doctors and different type of doctors, from, you know, from acupuncture to physical therapy to a medical doctor, all these people. She's been going from one person to another, trying to find somebody that will agree with her that it is from a past issue. And she has gone so far that she decided that this is all because she fell down waiting for a ski lift in 1984. That's almost 40 years ago. And she finally found somebody that agreed that, yes, this is it. So untangle that.
Okay. So love you, Mom. Never met you. here's the beginning. So when we look at this scenario, there is an example of somebody that is convinced by something that happened to her several years ago. And because of that thing happening to her, she now feels that she is suffering the consequences of that. Right. And now she's looking for somebody around her to reaffirm this belief that she has. So what we're talking about when we say everything in your life is an invitation, this refers to your belief system. Your beliefs are invitations to what you will look for in the world in terms of stimuli and what you will focus on and validate to then reinforce that belief. So, Ula, if your mom believes that her nerve pain today is a result of an accident that happened 40 years ago, that's fine, right? Like, there's no story to be told in that. But let's go a little bit deeper. What's the actual story that's keeping her locked in to the nerve pain?
The pain? Which story? No, the story that she keeps telling herself that something happened 40 years ago?
That, and then also unconsciously maybe, you know? Mm-hmm. So what are the ways in which your mom has lived a life where there are things that happen to her that bring her pain, and yet she stays in this place of continued pain?
Right. I mean, it's basically just keep telling different types of pain stories over and over again. And because, like you said, that we focus, we look for ways and people that validate what you are going through. And by saying these things out loud over and over again, like what she said this, not in the same words 10 years ago, she said the same thing 20 years ago. So she keeps dragging, again, love you, Mom. she keeps dragging this shit with her decade after decade after decade. And it's not necessarily exactly the same story, but the validation is there for that story to continue. Mm-hmm. And the pain is the result of those continued stories.
Okay, so for everybody that's listening, we want you to take a quick minute to think about the areas of your life that are crunchy, that you're just tired of, right? Like you're tired of your own narrative. Even I know there have been times where I have been just tired of saying the same things. Like, I'm tired of being tired, right? I'm tired of feeling this way. I'm tired of going through rehashing shit. Think about the top three areas where you know that you've been repeating a certain story. That story might relate to your health. Okay, that story might relate to your relationship status. Maybe you are married and you're not really happy in it, or you're dating somebody and you're not quite fulfilled, or you might be single and you're still playing that story that once I find that person, then I will have a full life. It might be in your career. Okay, but whatever it is, get really clear on what that story is that you have created about an area of your life that you're not feeling very happy about. Now, if you zoom out, and we're going to use Ula's mom as a beautiful example, right? Zoom out and look at the past three decades. How has that story, that narrative, showed up throughout the last three decades in either the same format or in various versions? Okay. And in order to do this, you guys, this is not a simple exercise. It's actually something that requires you to, number one, be self-aware. Number two, not be defensive, right? Because you're really looking at yourself through an objective lens. But three, I think this is the most important. It's being curious. When we approach our own lives through a lens of curiosity, we can actually get in there a little bit more and start to look at the weeds that maybe have grown in our garden of life that we're like, oh shit, this weed wasn't supposed to take over this whole part of my life. I didn't even realize it, right? And now we start to get to prune the garden of your thoughts so that those stories that you have repeated in one way or another, and I've heard this so many times from clients, like, you know, I can never have have a lot of money. I've heard that so many times with like burgeoning entrepreneurs, right? I can never be a millionaire. I can never have what they have. That's a story, right? Mm-hmm. And if you keep saying that story, Ula, what happens when we're actually putting those thoughts into words and offering that to the world? What are we inviting in at that point?
You are in at that point. If you're saying that I can never have that, I will never have $1 million. You will never have $1 million and you will never have that because that's it. That is the energy you are putting out. And that is the energy that is coming back because you cannot become a millionaire by saying I will never be a millionaire because those two energies don't match.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go deeper with the energy. When you say those two energies don't match, let's break that down.
It's well, you know how when you're very happy, you know how that feels, right?
Yeah.
That is a type of energy, a type of vibration you're putting out. Now think about something that makes you sad. The feeling is completely different. The energy is completely different. Mm-hmm. It's just like you can't be happy and sad at the same time. You can't be feeling that, okay, I don't have enough money and I'm a millionaire. You can't feel that exactly at the same time. You can't. It's like two opposite, opposite ends of a magnet. They attract each other. So you have to have an attraction in this case, you have to have a matching energy to see that in your life. And it's not easy to start seeing that because also there's a buffer. Like we don't get everything immediately. It doesn't happen in a split second, thank God. Because otherwise we'd be just bored people here with a lot of stuff around us and everybody would be a millionaire and it would be very boring. But anyway, so there is a buffer of time from the time that you make your desire clear. And that's a very powerful word, clear. You have to be clear on what you want to the time that it actually shows up in your life. And meanwhile, you're going to be pushing out the old shit that you've been thinking about. So don't get mad if you're not a millionaire tomorrow because today you decided that, never mind, I want to match the energy of being a millionaire. So don't get mad tomorrow because you're not a millionaire. It might happen in a week if you're really good at matching, you know, putting your energy out there, or it could take a couple of years. But it's the journey. The journey is the beautiful part. That's yeah. Another thing of this invitation only that we're... We are very often way too eager to get to the end result when it's actually the journey that's the beautiful part of it.
Yeah. You know, the thing that really is important to take away from this is what we're going back to is energy, right? And how do we pay attention to our energy or have any sense of control over our energy when we feel like everything just happens to us? It's pay attention to your emotions. Get really clear on your emotional state. So using the health metaphor, mm-hmm. because for some reason, honey, that one feels really important for me today,
yeah.
is if you have been dealing with suboptimal health, right? Like maybe you're not at the weight that you want to be, or you just feel sluggish, or you feel fatigued all the time, or like your mother dealing with severe nerve pain for several years, for decades, actually, right? But you want to feel pain-free. You want to feel alive in your body. You want to feel vibrant. If every day you are focused on the pain, and I know this is really tough, especially for folks that deal with chronic pain, mm-hmm. okay? This is a practice. I remember one of my clients, she had very debilitating chronic pain, and she was a superstar because she was so dedicated to her practice of shifting her energy and focus to the thoughts that were no longer about the pain. Mm-hmm. And that was her pain management strategy. Okay. So if you are putting out there, right? Like, this is just the way it is. It's never going to get better. I know my dad is a very big fan of this is old age. This is old. Well, if old age is constant pain, then and you're old, then you're going to be in constant pain, mm-hmm. right? Like that's not my story. I don't subscribe to the story either. That old age is pain.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Nope.
Right?
Nope.
But a lot of us have been conditioned to believe that, right?
Oh,
or retirement is when you experience happiness and freedom, right? These are the stories collectively that we've taken on individually. And then when you are repeating them in your day-to-day dialogues, whether it's in your brain or especially when you're reading, you're putting words to it. Words are magic, you guys. You are casting that spell out to the universe. You are saying, this is what I desire, even though unconsciously you're like, I don't want that. So you're now in that conflict that Ula talked about earlier.
Yeah. And I also want to add to that words are powerful, but they do not trump your feelings. Mm-hmm. Your emotion. Like if you feel like, oh, this old age is going to kill me. And, we're all going to die. So right. Let's get that straight. We're all going to die. Doesn't matter what age it is. And age has absolutely nothing to do with your death, period.
Yep.
But if you have decided that old age is going to cripple you, you're going to be in pain, and you think and feel that unconsciously or consciously, and you try to say, oh, no, I feel good. I feel... That's, again, like putting Band-Aids on a bullet wound. You have to focus on how you feel. So but most often when we tell these stories about old things and repeat old stories, we say it with such conviction that it is really backed up with that emotion and that energy. And it's like, yeah, I'm going to be really old and I'm going to have crippling pain. And it's like, why do you want to say that? that's not my story either. My story is I'm going to be happy and healthy, happy and healthy, happy and healthy, happy and healthy, dead.
I love that. Ula's life story, happy, healthy, dead.
Yes.
And then she came back to life and then happy, healthy, and then dead for real.
Yeah.
You've already had your death experience. But yes. you get two of them this time. Or more, who knows?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you know, we've, for those of you that have been following every week, we dove into this whole topic around feelings, right? And this is a big one, you guys, which is why we're going to be doing a two-part episode. So, Ula, can we do a quick time check? Because I don't have a clock around me.
Yeah, it's we're at 28:45 minus the little hiccup in the beginning. So we're good.
Okay, so here's where we can end today. And then again, we're going to be picking this up in our next episode. Okay. Cause this is, again, not something that you can just win at overnight. Some of you will. But for the majority of us, we're going to need to untangle ourselves from these stories and the ways that these stories have been, much to our unconscious knowing, been inviting things into our life that we'd actually don't want. Right. So number one, again, get really clear on three areas of your life that you would love to feel differently. And Ula, thank you, sweetie, for the reminder about the emotions. So what are three areas of your life or three relationships where you just don't feel great? It feels funky. It feels exhausting. Write those down. Okay. And then let's spend a little bit of time getting curious about what your role is in those funky areas persisting. Okay, so if the funky story is, right, I'm never going to be happy until I lose these 30 pounds, right? Or your funky story is, oh my God, my life is just always chaotic. I can never get anywhere on time, right? Or your funky story is, my nerve pain today is because of something that happened 40, 50 years ago. Whatever it is, write it down. Get clear and curious about how that story is playing out in your current life. Through things that you say. And a beautiful way to do this is one day, pay attention to what comes out of your mouth. Now, when you link it to your emotions, how do you feel when you're saying these things? Use a simple rating scale from 1 to 10. Do I feel 1, which is neutral, blah, nothing, or 10, I feel super elated when I say these things. Okay, if you're at closer to 0 where you feel blah, bleh, nothing, that's a good sign that there's work to be done, right? And now the work is, how do we shift into a different energetic state by changing our focus, changing the narrative, and being more intentional on what we are inviting into this next chapter of your life. So with this part, Ula, talk us through how we can start to, in a day-to-day practice, how we can start to be more intentional on what we actually choose to invite in into our lives.
The first thing, like I mentioned earlier, and what we've been talking about on a previous episode, is catching yourself. And even that, when you've never done this, it's easier said than done, because those are unconscious and learned stories that you keep telling. So be very kind and gentle with yourself. And when you catch yourself telling a story, whether it's in your head or you're telling it to your friend or neighbor or postman, just catch yourself. When you catch yourself, give yourself that good, that gold star. And celebrate it. Just celebrate that little moment of, hey, I caught myself. And this is the yucky part that I don't want to have in my life anymore. Mm-hmm. So what is it that I actually want? Mm-hmm. And you can say two things. You can say, like, when you start getting that yucky feeling that, oh, the nerve pain is here again and I have to go lay down, and even laying down doesn't feel good, you can start by saying that this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. This too shall pass. You don't have to figure out how or when and who's going to be involved, because that's none of your business. That is God, universe, angels, though they are here to help you. And your business is just catching yourself and changing the narrative that you keep telling.
Yeah. And this is really huge to do, because we are so, again, accustomed to just going through automatic motions. Mm-hmm. We don't even pay attention to our thoughts, to our emotions, to how things happen in our lives. So catching yourself and then being able to say this too shall pass, I love that gentleness behind it. I also am reminded in these moments to ask for help.
Yes.
Because that's something that we do not know how to do. And next week, we're going to dive more into the importance of learning how to vulnerably but courageously ask for help and erase a lot of the shit around it. I don't want to be weak. I don't want to burden other people. All those stupid stories that surround it that keep you suffering in silence. We're going to dive into that more next week. But for now, take this week as an opportunity to ask for help. And the help, you know, my dear friend Kirk Nugent reminds me of this frequently, but he will remind me through his own examples how he will ask for help from his angels, right? The help doesn't mean you have to call another person necessarily if you're not comfortable doing that, but being able to ask your angels for support, or to be able to offer something back up to your higher self, to the universe, to spirit, whatever you believe in, that there is a releasing of control that happens there. And that practice of releasing control actually frees you up energetically to receive. Okay. And this is a big part of what this next chapter of my life is by invitation only means. It's about receiving mm-hmm. everything that you desire and more. But we got to get you clear and open to be able to do that, because most of you are not open to receiving, even though you will tell yourself that you are. Okay. And I'm one of them. I'm raising my hand right now. There are a lot of ways that I have been closed off to receiving everything that I want. Good example is my mom. I want to see my mom. I want to see my mom. I want to see my mom. But then I see a little spirit. Oh, honey, I'm here at this hotel in Guadalajara. I saw a spirit. And it was I'm assuming it was either, I think it might have been a little animal or something, and maybe a little kid, but I think it was more animal-like. But it was white, and it was just like kind of this shape. And I was opening my hotel room door, and I saw it kind of sneak out just around the door of the corner, like, oops, sorry. And it was, and that was it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wanting to see my mom for forever, you know, not forever, but since she died. And yeah, I've been afraid to see spirits, because when I saw spirits when I was a little girl, it freaked me out. So there's a contrasting energy. One, the feeling of being able to see my mom makes me a heart burst open, but it also is encompassed with sorrow. It's also encompassed with, you know, it's all sorrow, sad that she's gone, sad that I can't hug her for real, sorrow that it's not, you know, that I don't know how to connect with her any differently. But there's excitement, right? What would it be like to actually see my mom and see her spirit and be able to feel her? But that contrasting energy and emotion makes it more difficult. And then underneath that, I have the fear of seeing the spirits like I did when I was little that freaked me out. So now that's fear getting in the full way. And if I'm totally afraid of seeing spirits, how will I be open to seeing my mom?
Because your mom's not scary at all.
No, my mom's not scary. But this is how we mm-hmm. are inviting contrasting energies in, and we're not even aware of it, right? So get really curious, you guys, this week about these three areas of your life that you would like to start to entangle the narrative around, and pay attention, right? Notice yourself, catch yourself in the moment, not going down the automatic loop of just rehashing the same story. Give yourself that big praise, those gold stars in the moment of like, oh, I caught myself and I'm not doing anything else, right? I'm just not going to re-enter the same narrative, right? And then start to just be open to the possibility that you can actually receive by letting go of that constant need for control.
That is beautiful, honey. I love it.
Yay. So for next week, you guys, we are going to dive into part two of this. And to give you a little morsel of what you can look forward to, we're going to get deeper into how you can start to open up to receiving, because this is definitely one where there's a lot of layers to work through. But I want to prepare you that the lot of layers to work through is not going to be dragging you through the mud, rehashing all the shit in your life. Okay.
We're trying to get away from that.
Yeah, exactly. Contrasting energy right there. Yeah. Right? We are here to get you to start to raise your own energy, raise your own vibration through your emotional attunement. Okay, this is super important. And with that, being able to give you some beautiful exercises so that you can start to practice this over and again and be very deliberate in making this next chapter of your life by invitation only. The people that you have in your life, the energies that they bring to the table, the experiences that you have, you only get to create what you most desire, and all the other shit that's been clogging your energetic pipes, we're going to clear it out for you, flush it down the toilet so that you can receive on demand.